The United Nations Security Council held two meetings Tuesday, both in search of peace in Ukraine and in Gaza. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke at the Security Council meeting on peace and security in Ukraine, describing an intensification in fighting with record levels of Russian missile strikes on Ukrainian cities and the highest number of casualties since the war began. He spoke through a translator.
We cannot afford to lose the current diplomatic momentum, as fragile as it might be. The longer this war continues, the more devastating its consequences for everyone. I therefore reiterate my appeal for a full, comprehensive, and sustainable ceasefire. A ceasefire that paves the way for a just, comprehensive, and lasting peace. A peace that is in line with the United Nations Charter, international law, and relevant UN resolutions.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the Council Ukraine has said yes to every ceasefire proposal from President Donald Trump. But, he says, Russia always says no or tries to confuse everyone to prevent a ceasefire.
Today, there will be a clear call for peace in this Council. And here is one of the main distortions of our time. Whom must we call to peace and on whom must we press to achieve it? One of the prominent members of this Council is doing everything to prolong the largest war in Europe since World War II. Russia does this with impunity, using its veto power, buying influence, and keeping peace on hold.
Russian Deputy Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky dismissed Zelensky as a well-known former actor. He turned blame for the war and its atrocities back to Ukraine, Europe, and the United Nations Security Council itself.
This is a brainwashing and indoctrination, attempts to blame Russia for their shortcomings and errors, and for their acute socioeconomic problems, which European communities, which European societies face as a result of their own ill-conceived sanctions, measures only to be compared to the designs of German and Italian, the Germans and the Italians during the Second World War.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio put the United States firmly in line with Ukraine.
The president is a very patient man. He's very committed to peace, but his patience is not infinite. And as he has said repeatedly, he has before him the opportunity and the options of imposing additional economic costs on the Russian Federation, if necessary, in order to bring this to an end. He also has before him the option, as he has already chosen to do in some circumstances, to sell defensive weaponry and potentially offensive weaponry so that Ukraine can defend itself from this assault by purchasing that weaponry.
As if trying to end the war in Ukraine were not enough, the Security Council held another meeting, this one on the war in Gaza. There, Pakistan's minister urged action, saying the time for words has passed. Algeria's minister said the full-fledged genocidal war in Gaza can no longer be denied. The U.S. representative dismissed the Security Council meeting as performance, saying the 80 council meetings on the Gaza war have only emboldened Hamas. Secretary General Guterres once again called for peace.
I welcome the recognition of Palestinian statehood by many more countries, including permanent members of the Council, France and the United Kingdom. This is the clearest path to a two-state solution. Israel and an independent, sovereign, democratic, viable and contiguous state of Palestine, living side by side in peace and security on the pre-1967 lines, with Jerusalem as the capital of both states, based on international law and UN resolutions. We must seize this momentum.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.